for now.
But Thielen Perrick, Sadie Zion, 97. And with Shimshon Fall Hirsch's introduction is very important. He explains that as the previous chapter has already declared, when Hashem's rule will have begun, the earth will blossom forth joyously. And that's why we say here, Yismuchu Iyim Rabim. Once Hashem reigns, the earth will rejoice and the multitudes of islands will be glad. The word Aye or A indicates the question of locality. Aye means where, and E is a location, we refer to Iye Hayam, a location that is distant and isolated from other places, especially an island. In accounts of the eventual return of humanity to the state where they'll recognize and know Hashem, it's quite frequently stressed that the recognition and acknowledgement of the truth will extend to the Iyim. Shia says it in a number of places. Being that we're in England, the word Iye Hayam often is used to by the Rishonim to refer to England itself, the island of the sea. This most likely denotes such localities which hitherto had been isolated from the rest of civilizations. Because of the isolation, they were less prone to corruption, and therefore the recognition of Hashem would simply be another phase of their steady and constant progress upon the right path, rather than a return from the wrong way. Therefore, he explains this pasuk to mean the following. When the reign of Hashem will begin on earth, as the world comes to acknowledge and recognize Hashem's supremacy, an era of serene bliss will begin even in the most far-off places. That's how Shimshon Fall Hirsch really explains, translates the first parak. The Ibn Yahya explains and observes that Moshe Rabbeinu dedicated this parak to Shevet Yosef, with Ephraim and Manasseh, from whom Yahushua was descended. Yahushua will conquer Eretz Canaan in Hashem's name. And therefore, he explains, when Hashem will reign, the land of Canaan will exalt. Eish lefanov, telech, far will go before him. That's referring to Yahushua. The mountains are going to melt like wax. That's the Malchei Canaan, the kings of Canaan. But the Midrash says it's referring to the future. He gives a marshal. King has two servants. One bursts out in song and laughter. The other cries bitter tears. The king wanted to console the weeping servant and said, "In my eyes you're both equal. Why are you crying?" Servant says, "My colleague lives with you and eats at your table. He's got good reason to sing. You've kept me at a distance and put my sustenance in the hands of others. Therefore I cry." Similarly, Hashem created heaven and earth together. The heavens sing joyously. The earth, on the other hand, cries and protests to Hashem. The heavens are near to you. They enjoy the splendid radiance of your presence. And the Malach HaMavis has no power over the heavenly bodies. But I'm far from you. I'm far from your presence, subject to the authority of the Malach HaMavis. And therefore I cry. And therefore Hashem consoles the earth. Fear not. In the future, your lot will improve. You have plenty of reason to rejoice. As the pasuk says, our pasuk, Hashem malach tagal ha'aretz yismuchu yim rabim. Hashem has reigned, let the world rejoice. Let the numerous islands be glad. When Hashem will reign, his presence will fill the land. The earth will exult. Chofetz Chaim explains, tagal ha'aretz, when one nation normally conquers another, not everyone rejoices because the subdued nation is distressed. When Hashem will reign, the entire earth will recognize what a privilege Sav Hashem, and indeed be incredibly glad at this opportunity to connect with the truth.